AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Strong high-pressure system causing weather issues across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the big dome is pumping hot air from the deep south to the northeast.
Very warm temperatures, well into the 90s across much of the region, along with very high humidities.
Heat advisories warnings from Arkansas to Connecticut today. Sullivan adds the same high pressure pulling moisture from the Pacific over the normally dry southwest, central, and southern California, touching off heavy rain for the drought-stricken region.
They certainly need the moisture there. But any heavy rainfall could also lead to some flash flooding.
Rain also helped firefighters in their battle against a wildfire that burned 20 cars and trucks on an interstate north of Los Angeles. Family of the Chattanooga shooter say they are sorry for his heinous act of violence. 24-year-old Muhammad Abdulaziz killed 5 service members on Thursday. Relatives say he suffered from depression, but his actions were not those of the son they knew and loved. The investigation continues. Here's the AP's Michael Biesecker.
Authorities have not yet released any motive. They said they found no indication yet of links to overseas terrorist organizations or that Abdulaziz had contact with overseas organizations that would lead them to believe this was directed from abroad.
GOP presidential candidates blast Donald Trump for saying Senator John McCain wasn't a war hero because he was captured during the Vietnam War. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells a conservative forum in Iowa Trump doesn't deserve to be the leader of this country.
If you really want to be commander-in-chief and you're serious about that job, the last thing you would ever do is say anything that would show disrespect for anybody who served.
Both candidates were among a number of GOP candidates addressing that forum yesterday in Iowa. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court says same-sex couples can be married, but a new poll shows support for gay marriage is slipping a bit.
A new AP-GFK poll suggests support for gay marriage is down slightly compared to earlier this year. There's a near-even split over whether local officials who have religious objections should be forced to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Overall, the poll shows if there is a conflict, a majority would pick religious liberties over gay rights. When asked about the Supreme Court ruling, 39% say they approve. 41% say they disapprove. Ed Donahue, Washington.
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd arrested again in New Zealand just 10 days after he was sentenced to home detention for drug possession and threatening to kill a man who used to work for him. The New Zealand Herald reports that Rudd was taken into custody at his home yesterday. Police aren't saying why he was arrested. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.